Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. The next morning, they both departed to perform their respective duties. But in the evening, Ramananda Roy returned to meet the Lord again. That evening, after discussing the topics of Krishna for some time, Ishta Goshti Krishna Kata Kahi Katachana Prabhu Padadhari Raya Kare Nivedan. Ramananda Roy caught hold of the lotus feet of the Lord and spoke as follows: Krishna Tattva Radha Tattva Prema Tattva Sar Rasa Tattva Leela Tattva Vividha Prakar. There is a variety of transcendental truths. The truth about Krishna, the truth about Radharani, the truth about their loving affairs, the truth about transcendental humors, and the truth about the Lord's pastimes. Eta tattva mora chite, koila prakashana, brahma ke veda yena padaila narayana. You have manifested all these transcendental truths in my heart. This is exactly the way Narayan educated Lord Brahma. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The heart of Brahma was enlightened by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is Vedic information given in the Svetasvatara Upanishad. Quote, because I desire liberation, let me surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who first enlightened Lord Brahma in Vedic knowledge through Lord Brahma's heart. The Lord is the original source of all enlightenment and spiritual advancement. End quote. In this connection, one may also refer to Srimad Bhagavatam 2.9.30-35, Srimad Bhagavatam 11.14.3, Srimad Bhagavatam 12.4.40, and Srimad Bhagavatam 12.13.19. Ramananda Roy continued, the super soul within everyone's heart speaks not externally, but from within. He instructs the devotees in all respects, and that is his way of instruction. O my Lord, Sri Krishna, son of Vasudeva, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, here Ramananda Roy is quoting Srimad Bhagavatam, the first verse of the Bhagavatam 111, Janma Yasya Yato Anviaritirastate Shuabhigyasarat. O my Lord, Sri Krishna, son of Vasudeva, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance, and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations. And he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge into the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representation of water seen in fire or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes, temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature, appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth. Ramananda Roy then said that he had but one doubt within his heart, and he petitioned the Lord, please be merciful upon me and just remove my doubt. Ramananda Roy then told Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at first, I saw you appear like a sannyasi, but now I am seeing you as Shyamasunda, the cowherd boy. I now see you appearing like a golden doll, and your entire body appears covered by a golden luster. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Samasunda is blackish, but here Ramananda Roy says that he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear golden. The lustrous body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was covered by the bodily complexion of Srimati Radharani. Ramananda Roy continues, I see that you are holding a flute to your mouth, and your lotus eyes are moving very restlessly due to various ecstasies. I actually see you in this way, and this is very wonderful. My Lord, please tell me without duplicity what is causing this. Prabhu kahe, Krishna tomara gada prema hai, premara swabhava e jani anisthai. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, you have a deep love for Krishna, and one who has such deep ecstatic love for the Lord naturally sees things in such a way. Please take this from me to be certain. Maha Bhagavata Deki Stavaram Jagama Tahan Tahan Hoi Tanra Si Krishna Spurana. A devotee advanced on the spiritual platform sees everything movable and inert as the Supreme Lord. For him, everything he sees here and there is but just a manifestation of Lord Krishna. Stavaram Jagamam Deki Na Deki Taramoti Savachahoya Nija Ishta Deva Sporti. The Mahabhagavata, the advanced devotee, certainly sees everything mobile and immobile, but he does not exactly see their forms. Rather, everywhere he immediately sees manifest the form of the Supreme Lord. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport on this verse. Due to his deep ecstatic love for Krishna, the Mahabhagavata sees Krishna everywhere and nothing else. This is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Premanjanaturi tubhakti velo chenena shanta sadaiva ridayesu velo kayanti. As soon as a devotee sees something, be it movable or inert, he immediately remembers Krishna. An advanced devotee is advanced in knowledge. This knowledge is very natural to a devotee, for he has already read in the Bhagavad Gita how to awaken Krishna consciousness. According to Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Rasoham apsukanteya prabhasmi shashi soraya pranava sahavaveleshu sabda ke purusham rishu. O son of Kunti Arjuna, I am the taste of water, the light of the sun and the moon, the syllable om in the Vedic mantras. I am the sound in ether and the ability in man. Thus, when a devotee drinks water or any other liquid, he immediately remembers Krishna. For a devotee, there is no difficulty in awakening Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says here, Stavaram jagamam deke na deke taramoti savachahoya nija ista deva sporti. A saintly person, an advanced devotee, sees Krishna 24 hours a day and nothing else. As far as movable and inert things are concerned, a devotee sees them all as transformation of Krishna's energy. As Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhumir po nalo vayu kam manobuddha evicha ankara ityame bina prakriti rastada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Altogether, these eight constitute my separated material energies. Actually, nothing is separate from Krishna. When a devotee sees a tree, he knows that the tree is a combination of two energies, material and spiritual. The inferior energy, which is material, forms the body of the tree. However, within the tree is the living entity, the spiritual spark, which is part and parcel of Krishna. This is the superior energy of Krishna within this world. Whatever living living thing we see is simply a combination of these two energies. When an advanced devotee thinks of these energies, he immediately understands that they are manifestations of the Supreme Lord. As soon as we see the sun rise in the morning, we arise and set about doing our morning duties. Similarly, as soon as a devotee sees the energy of the Lord, he immediately remembers Lord Sri Krishna. This is explained in this verse, Savatra Hoy Nija Ishta Deva Sporti. A devotee who has purified his existence through devotional service sees only Krishna in every step of life. This is also explained in the next verse, which is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.45. Sarvabhuteshu ya pashye bhagavan bhavam atmana bhutani bhagavatyatmani esha bhagavata uttama. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, a person advanced in devotional service sees within everything the soul of souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So consequently, he always sees the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the cause of all causes and understands that all things are situated in him. From Bhagavatam 10.35.9, Mahaprabhu continues, the plants, creepers, and trees were full of fruits and flowers due to ecstatic love of Krishna. Indeed, being so full, they were bowing down. They were inspired by such deep love for Krishna that they were constantly pouring showers of honey. In this way, the gopis saw all the forests of Vrindavan. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. This verse is one of the songs of the gopis sang during Krishna's absence. In Krishna's absence, the gopis were always absorbed in thought of him. Similarly, the Mahabhagavata, the advanced devotee, sees everything as potentially serving the Lord. Srila Rupa Goswami states, Prapanchika Taya Buddha Hari Sambandhi Vastuna Mamukshabi Prityago Vairagyam Falgu Katyate. The advanced devotee does not see anything as unconnected with Krishna. Unlike the Mayavadi philosophers, a devotee does not see the material world as false because he knows that everything in the material world is connected to Krishna. A devotee knows how to utilize everything in the service of the Lord, and this is characteristic of the Mahabhagavata. The gopis saw the plants, creepers, and forest trees loaded with fruits and flowers and ready to serve Krishna. In this way, they immediately remembered their worshipable Lord, Sri Krishna. They did not simply see plants, creepers, and trees the way a mundana sees them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, my dear Roy, you are an advanced devotee and are always filled with ecstatic love for Radha and Krishna. Therefore, whatever you see, anywhere and everywhere, simply awakens your Krishna consciousness. Ramananda Roy replied, my dear Lord, please give up all these serious talks. Please do not conceal your real form from me. And we shall continue with Ramananda Roy's very penetrating words very soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.